Okay, the dog goalkeeper. Gary Rogers. Gary, this is your third league title with Dundalk, or your fourth league title with Dundalk.
You're right, you're writing me up.
I was thinking it was three.
You're on the ball, three.
You know, all mixed up tonight.
It was
a superb performance all season, and it's culminated in a fantastic night for you.
Yeah, it's been great, I suppose, to win any league title. It's a season long effort, and even more like an effort off season on the off season to get ready for it. So it's been, I suppose, it's been worth all the sacrifices and all the effort that you put in throughout the year, and it culminates in a league win tonight. And look, we're delighted with it. I'm obviously delighted, and it's great for the lads. Like, some of the lads there are winning their first league title, and it's very special to win a league title for, you know, at any time. No, it's not. And like, for lads, like, your first one is always is the best one, because some lads in there are young lads and they won it now. But I was in the league for 10 or 12 years before I won my first league title.
How many league titles have you won?
Four and one in first division, so five.
You won did you win the league title with Pats?
No, I won with
Sligo.
Sligo 2012.
Yeah. But look, the campaign as a whole of the season, Dundalk were by far the best team in the league.
Look, we've been the league table doesn't lie. I think, you know, we've put in a massive effort all season. I thought it wasn't one of our best performances, but we got the job done, and that's what we've been doing. And it was great to finish off with a late goal. It's been a trademark of us this year, where we've dug deep at times when teams have come in here and sat in against us, and we fought hard all the way, and we've got a lot of goals in late in games, which are crucial. Any league winning team will always have four or five games that were draws, and they turn them around to wins, and that's been vital for us.
Champions League next season as well, you'll find yourself in. That's going to mean a lot too, Gary.
Yeah, absolutely, because I suppose at the stage I'm at in my career, you know, I don't know how many opportunities I will have to play Champions League football, so it's something that will obviously, you know, I'll be working very hard to make sure that I play in Champions League football next year. And look, it's a great opportunity to go and play in Europe, and you know, there are special nights to play in Europe and represent Dundalk and Ireland, and it's something that, you know, you really look forward to in the season.
Bizarrely, you're in another FA Cup final, and I know from the determination, I remember talking to you coming out of Limerick, you were sitting in the stand on your own after the cup game, and you were thinking about the FA Cup, and that was really on your radar.
Yeah, look, I think I suppose the disappointment last year, losing the cup final and losing on penalties was even more, I suppose, gut-wrenching for me personally. And it certainly, like, you never know whether it's going to be if you're ever going to play the cup final again, and it's certainly something that, like, I relish to play in the Viva Stadium in the cup final, and I'm really looking forward to going back there this year, and obviously we'll be hoping to win it.
And you've re-signed for Dundalk this season as well. That's fantastic news.
Yeah, I'm delighted. Look, you know, I've been really enjoying my football here, and I think, you know, I've been playing as well as probably I've ever played, and really enjoying it, and you know, I intend to keep that form going, and like, that's all you can do is work hard and enjoy your football.
And the amount of clean sheets you have too, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, look, it's not just down to me. I think, you know, the lads have been fantastic all year. We've had different centre backs and full backs, and lads have come in and out of the team, and everybody has played their part, and it's you know, it just goes to show the squad that's here and the strength and depth that, you know, players can come in and really make a difference. And no matter who's played, everyone's done their job well, and you know, it's credit to them as well, the amount of team sheets that we kept.
What was going through your head when you saw Pat Hogan get the equaliser and break their league goal scoring record?
Look, I was delighted. To be honest with you, I just felt it was coming, because we've had a lot of goals like that late in games where we've been working and working. It's sort of thing in the season when you're winning the league and you get late goals like that, it's a good habit to be in, and we've had that habit this year where we've turned games around in the dying moments of games and got the win. Obviously we got the draw tonight, which was as good as any win tonight, because it gets the job done for us. It was great feeling.
The boss has given you the weekend off, and then you're back on Monday.
Yeah, back in Monday. My boss hasn't given me the weekend.
He said you were off the week.
Yeah, right, no chance of that. But yeah, look,
I don't pay his money anymore.
We'll have to enjoy occasions like this. They don't happen that often, and look, when you have nights like this, you really got to go and relish them.
Congratulations. I'll talk to you again. Thanks very much.
How are you?
You well?